Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, yes, tonight we have a lady on the field. Some people
okay, we couldn't hear you, but
yeah, praise the Lord.
Amen. Praise
amen.
God, everybody.
Praise
amen,
the
amen,
Lord,
amen,
everybody.
Amen. Yes, we just want to thank the Lord for another year, for Him blessing us to be here, to come together as saints of God, lifting up His holy name because He is holy and righteous. We give God all the glory, honor, and praise. It's truly a blessing together again with the saints in a brand new year. Amen? So we just praise God for that. Praise God. What we're going to talk about tonight is we're going to talk about the names of God. We're going to go through some of the names of God because we want to know who to call on and what God to call on. So many people talk about God, but who is this God? We want to know that we're serving the right God, the true and living God. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
So tonight we're going to talk about some of His names. So if I don't pronounce it just right or how you pronounce it, forgive me. Amen? And
amen.
At any time anybody choose to or want to, they may chime in. Amen? We're all
amen.
There together to encourage one another, to help one another grow, and I just give God all the glory for that and for His wisdom and knowledge that He's imparting in all of us. Amen? Iron sharpens iron. Amen? Praise
mm-hmm.
God. So God is all-knowing, all-powerful, faithful. He is good. He is the judge. He is just. He's kind. He's noble. He's love. He's our Father. He's sovereign. He's spirit, and He is to be glorified. And He's unchangeable. Amen. Praise
yes.
God. Hallelujah. And in Isaiah 55, it said, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, and my ways are not your ways. For as high as the heaven is high as the heaven than the earth, so my ways are higher than your ways, and my thoughts are higher than your thoughts." And Daniel found this out when the decree was ordered that all the wise men be killed. Amen. Daniel found this out. Well, Nebuchadnezzar found it out through Daniel. Amen. That God is holy. He's righteous. He's just and He's true. And He's all of this that we're seeing tonight. All of this. And in the book of Daniel, Daniel chapter 2, when Nebuchadnezzar, that's how I pronounce it, when he had this dream and he called in all his musicians and channel sorcerers and all this sort of thing, and for them to interpret the dream, and they couldn't. And so he knew that they had been lying to him. He said, "Y'all just, you know, trying to stall for time." And so he said, "If you don't do it," he said, "I'm going to have all of you killed." So after they went to find Daniel and they were going to kill them, Daniel asked him, "What is this? What is this all about?" And they began to share with Daniel what had happened. And Daniel said, "Let me go to the king." And he went to the king and asked for more time. And the king granted him that time. Daniel went back to his friends, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. We want to have some friends like this in the time that we are calling on God for a specific thing or for a specific situation. You want to have friends that's going to labor with you, you know, and those who are sincerely praying from their heart. And this is what Daniel's friends did, and God revealed the mystery. He revealed the mystery to Daniel, and that saved, that kept the wise men from being killed. Amen? Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. So when we want something or we're praying for something specific or specific situation, we need to have friends like this. And when we're praying, we need to be sincere with God and know our God, have that kind of relationship with Him that when we call, He answers. Amen?
Amen.
And may the name of God be praised forever and ever, for wisdom and power belongs to Him. Amen? So we praise Him forever, forever, day in and day out. Give Him praise. It says, oh, the depths of the riches, both of the wisdom and the knowledge of God. How unsearchable his judgment and his untraceable ways. Good God Almighty. His unsearchable judgment and untraceable his ways are. How untraceable his ways are. For who has known the mind of the Lord? Or who has been his counselor? Or who has ever first given to him and has to be repaid? Who? For from him, through him, and to him are all things. To him be the glory forever and ever. Amen. God is all powerful. Jeremiah 32. We're just gonna go. I'm gonna go through some scriptures to give us a baseline. Jeremiah 32. Behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me? I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, said the Lord, which is, which was, and is to come, the Almighty. Amen. God is faithful. Psalms 89. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. With my mouth will I make known thy faithfulness to all generations. The Lord's mercies are renewed every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. It let us know God is faithful. He's not a man that he should lie. He is faithful. God is good. Psalms 25. Good and upright is the Lord. Therefore will he teach sinners in the way. Thou art God, and God and does good. Teach me thy statutes. God is holy. 1 Samuel 2. There is none holy as the Lord, for there is none besides thee. Neither is there any rock like our God. For thus said the holy and lofty one that inhabit eternity, whose name is holy, I dwell in the high and holy place with him also that is of a contrite and humble spirit, to revive the spirit of the humble and revive the heart of the contrite one. This says it all, just knowing without a shadow of a doubt that God is the only true and living God, and that we have a relationship with him, and that he will not fail us. He will always be there for us, always. And we have to know this. We have to have the confidence and believe and be courageous and strong and know this, because I know a lot of us around people all the time, and we talk to different people, and they don't have this same kind of belief. And so we'll around people that don't truly believe. And so we have to get ourselves together, be confident and be strong. And no matter where you go or what you do, even with talking to people, I found in just the last couple of months, coming across people who really, really don't believe. And it's so hard to talk to those kind of people. So I just allow them to say what they say, but I'll stand up and let them know who and what I believe in. I'm not backing down. This is who I believe. I believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. I believe in the true living God, and I won't back down. Okay? And so this is the confidence that we should have in our God, that we won't back down no matter what. No matter what others believe in, the gods they believe in or whatever, we won't back down, because we know we have a relationship with the true and living God. Amen? God is judge, is the judge. But the Lord shall endure forever, for he had prepared his throne for judgment. There is one lawgiver who is able to save and to destroy. Who art thou that judge another? And there are those people that think that they can judge. But there is one judge and one lawgiver, and we know who he is. Amen? We serve him. We adore him. We magnify him. We lift up his name. Every day we are thanking God, giving God the glory. I know I do. God is just. He is the rock. His work is perfect, for all his ways are judgment. A God of truth and without iniquity, just and right is he. To declare, I say at this time, his righteousness, that he might be just and the justifier of him which believeth in Jesus. Amen. And we have to stand up and let people know that, you know, let them know that we will not back down. We believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, the one who is our Savior. We believe in him. God is kind, Romans 2. Or do you despise the riches of his kindness, restraint, and patience, not recognizing that God's kindness is intended to lead you to repentance? It is intended to lead us into repentance, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom to us and revelation in the knowledge of him. Everyone should know that the Lord will pour out his spirit upon all flesh, all who are seeking him, all who are connected to him, all who abide in his word. He will pour out his spirit on all flesh. God is love. But because the Lord loved you, and because he will keep the oath which he had sworn unto your fathers, had the Lord brought you out with a mighty hand and redeemed you out of the house of bondage from the hand of Pharaoh, king of Egypt. The Lord had appeared of old unto me, saying, yea, I have loved thee with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness have I drawn thee. And this is the only way people can be drawn, is by God's love and kindness. And we have to show that to people, God's love and kindness. And of course, everyone knows John 3:16, God so loved the world. Everyone knows that. Amen. So God is our Father, Romans 8. For we have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. He's our Abba, Father. Abba, like a child crying out, Abba, Father. Amen. God is sovereign, Exodus 18. Now know that the Lord is greater than all gods. For the thing wherein thou dwell proudly, he was above them. Deuteronomy, and I'm just going through the scriptures, but you can go back and read the entire context, and it will tell you all about it. I mean, it's so much information, and it's so good to know. And when you're reading it, and how it comes alive in your life, the word just comes alive. And it's just, it's so amazing. It's beautiful. And I just love it. I love to go in and read the different passages, because it's really amazing. Amen. Really amazing. And in Exodus 18, I'm gonna start at verse nine. It said, then Jethro rejoiced for all the good which the Lord had done for Israel, whom he had delivered out of the hand of the Egyptians. And Jethro said, blessed be the Lord who had delivered you out of the hand of the Egyptians and out of the hand of Pharaoh, and who has delivered the people from under the hand of the Egyptians. Now I know that the Lord is greater than all the gods, but in the very thing in which they behaved proudly, he was above them. So it let us know that there's only one God that can do all of these things, deliver you out of the hands of whoever, out of bondage, out of any situation. He is the true and living God. And when you get a chance, you can read that in Exodus 18. It's really beautiful. There's a lot of information in it. Deuteronomy 10, behold, the heaven and the heavens of heavens is the Lord's, thy God, the earth also with all that therein is. Everything is the Lord. Everything. God is spirit. John 4, God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. God is a spirit. This means he is not a person in a physical body. He is not limited to one place. He is present everywhere at all times, and he sees all things. We can worship him at any time, any place. It is not where we worship, but how we worship. Our worship must be genuine and sincere. Most of all, we must worship him in spirit and in truth. When we allow the Holy Spirit to lead us, we will know all truth, because the Holy Spirit will teach us and pray for us the things that the Father has placed in him. So I give God all the glory for that. It's truly, truly a blessing to know and to be able to share this information and not walk around empty, because we have a word in our heart. God has poured out his spirit upon us, so we are not without. We can call upon him any time, any day. Amen. Even when we're sick and we need healing, we need whatever we need, we can call upon him, because that's who he is. He's the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. He's Alpha and he's Omega. Amen. So I'm going to say the names of God, some of the names of God, because there's many. And like I said, if I don't pronounce them correctly or just the way you do, I apologize, you know, because everybody's pronunciation is different sometimes. El Shaddai, Lord God Almighty. Yes, he is almighty to us. He's almighty. Amen. And we love it when we're calling upon him. We can say El Shaddai. We can say Almighty. Amen. El Elyon, Most High God, the Most High God to us. No one is higher than our God. He's the Most High God. Adonai, Lord, Master. He's our Lord and our Master. We give God the glory for that, just to know that we can call upon him. We can call upon him in another name, you know. Yahweh, Lord Jehovah. Jehovah Nisi, the Lord my banner. And one day I was praying and just giving God glory, and he began to speak this to me, Jehovah Nisi. And I said, oh, my God, thank you, Lord God. Then it took me to the scripture. I searched out this treasure and found out in Exodus 17 and 15, you can read it. This is where they come in. The Lord is my banner. We have victory. Amen. So in the Lord, in Jehovah Nisi, there's victory. He's our banner. He's the one that would hold us up in any situation, whatever is going on. We can call upon him. Amen. Jehovah Raha, the Lord, my shepherd. The Lord is our shepherd. And Psalm 23 tells us that. The Lord is our shepherd. We shall not want. Amen. That is so beautiful, just to know when we are speaking that and saying it. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Just have that confidence, knowing that we calling him, Lord, you are my shepherd. There's no other. You are my shepherd. I shall not want, because we can call upon him. Jehovah Rapha, the Lord that heals. We calling upon him to heal us from whatever situation we're going through. We can say it, Jehovah Rapha, because there's nothing that is his name. Jehovah Rapha, the one who heals. Jehovah Shammah, the Lord is here. El Olam, the everlasting God. Elohim, God. Man, this is so, it's just so wonderful to know that we can call upon these names. Jehovah Jireh, the Lord will provide. Jehovah Shalom, the God of peace. The Lord is peace. And when we call upon these names, when we just say them, and I believe too, and it's just my belief and my estimation, God wants to hear his name called, just like we want to hear our names called. You know, some people call you daddy or mama or aunt or uncle, but when someone else calls you, they call you by your name. So we want to hear that name, because everybody can't call us mama. Everybody can't call us daddy, so they call us by our name. And so I believe that God want to hear his name called. Amen. For the entire fullness of God's nature dwells bodily in Christ, and you and I have, and we have been filled by him, who is the head over every ruler and authority, over every ruler and authority. So this is the wonderful thing about just getting to know God's name, being able to call upon him in the time, not just when we need him, but just because we're thinking about him, just because we want to call him, let him know we appreciate him, let him know we thank him, we're thinking about him, and in our prayers, giving him glory, glorifying his name, honoring him, because he's worthy. He's truly worthy. Amen. So I just wanted to come in and share that the names of God and who he is to us. I wanted to share that tonight because it became so important to me. And I was like, Lord, you are awesome. You're great. You're almighty. we don't reverence you enough. We don't reverence you enough. Who you really are to us. You're Jehovah Jireh. Jehovah Jireh, you're our provider. You're so much more. Your thoughts are higher than ever. Even when he revealed things to us, it seemed so simple, but we couldn't get it unless he revealed it. Even in dreams and visions and just our everyday life. And when he began to reveal the mysteries to us that we didn't know, things that we didn't know how to do, you know, we didn't know what to say. And then the Holy Spirit took over because we have a relationship with the Father. So it's just so beautiful to know and to share. And I'm just so thankful and grateful to God for leading me in that direction, to be able to call his name, to be able to lift him up and praise him with other saints, you know, and even by myself, just began to speak his name and to be able to call him Abba Father, my Father, you know, Jehovah Nisi, the Lord God, Jehovah, you know, and so it's just so beautiful. But I want to stop there, and there's others that may be on the line that want to share their experiences and give a word or whatever. I want to have that time so somebody else can come on and share as well. Amen. So if anyone has anything they would like to add, it would be wonderful. Can y'all hear me? So I just thank God because he's so holy, he's so righteous, and when we worship him, when we come together as one, really seeking God, really being honest with ourselves, praying and lifting up his name, is just a joy to my heart. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
So if anyone else has anything they want to add to it or speak or say, we leave that time. Lines are open. You're welcome to chime in. Amen?
Amen.
Praise God. Praise God.
We were just enjoying you so much. You did such an excellent job. Just went straight down and didn't hesitate. I don't know. I had my phone on mute, so that was why. And I was over by the stove. I had left the phone over in another area. So,
okay.
So that's why I wasn't able to say anything. I was cutting me a piece of meat.
Okay.
That's exactly. Just as I got up to go over there and get that, you, because I was enjoying you so, and you did such a beautiful job.
Thank you.
I have several books on the names of God because God has been dealing with me for the last 15 years now, strongly about the names of God. And one of the books I'm holding in my hand is The Power of God's Names by Tony Evans. That is one of my books, but I've got two or three that's better than what is good. Tony, I think his book is my last book I got on the names of God. And on Dr. Hunter's show, I've talked on the names of God before also.
Okay.
And so I'm glad you're sticking with it because, well, let me tell you something, y'all, everybody in the listening on, the names of God will never, ever decrease.
That's right.
And his name, the name to glorify his name, and them, even better than that, Revelation. Chapter, which one is it? Say that you have not denied my name, And I am such a dog on this here because so many people now, everybody's apostle, everybody's bishop,
okay.
everybody's doctor, everybody's got all these titles, which there's no word in the word of God that tells these people to be called by these names. That's the catch. That's the big difference. Yes, okay, you're an apostle. Okay, so what? I'm a teacher. So I'm an evangelist. So I'm a pastor. You know, we know they're coming from the fivefold: apostles, prophets, evangelists,
mm-hmm.
pastors. But they're so dogmatic about it. There's no
mm-hmm.
Paul even Paul, when he wrote all his letters, he had to put the emphasis on him being an apostle because, as he says, he was one that was called an apostle. He was chosen as an apostle out of season. He wasn't chosen
right.
with 12. And then God had a specific reason for making him an apostle specifically to the Gentiles, they went to the Jews first, but they were strongly rejected, which God already knew they would be rejected because.
Mm-hmm.
So I've tried to preach and teach these last 20 years that God has been really dealing with me about his name. It's his name.
Right. Amen. Okay.
It's his name.
That's
his
right.
name that is God eternity.
Yes.
So what if I'm Dr. Prince's evangelist, apostle, prophetess,
yeah.
all of them?
Mm-hmm.
Who am I? What is that?
Yes.
When I die, those names
huh.
die with me. They don't go
That's
on
right.
forever. They have
That's
no
right.
power in themselves for me. But the
mm-hmm.
name that is going to, the same word that the word of God say. It'll be sent out, and his word shall not return unto him void. Well, that's the same
Amen.
Way his name is. And it will accomplish
right.
all that he has put it forth
mm-hmm.
to do. And
that's
if
right.
we could get there. But let me tell y'all, the reason we're so stuck on titles and a big I and little U is because we want God's glory. And we won't come
mm-hmm.
back to that. We will
yeah,
say, oh,
yeah,
no, I
yeah.
still want God to get the glory. I just want to be
huh.
recognized. I just want to be recognized. Okay, well, what does that mean when I want to be recognized? I've been there. And don't think
mm-hmm.
no preacher, no teacher, no evangelist, no minister ain't been there. Because the devil will make you desire vain glory for yourself. That is part of his nature. And that was that is the absolute nature of Satan. Don't
mm-hmm.
let nobody fool you. And
mm-hmm.
people say, no, you just want you want people to recognize what God is doing through you. Yes, but let me tell you who will make loud and clear what God is doing through you: the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to say a word. The Holy Spirit is going to let people know who you are.
That's right.
Out there in the audience, for those that are babes and those that have to take over the whole thing and let people know I'm here. They didn't even recognize me. They don't know who I am. But if they knew, if you know that you got the Holy Spirit and that God knows who you are. It is
mm-hmm.
very little important. I had a business card about 50 years ago. I've been in the ministry right at 50 years. However,
mm-hmm.
I had a business card say, if you meet me and forget me, you've lost nothing. But if you meet Jesus
mm.
and forget him, you've lost everything.
Everything.
And that,
okay.
that card is still good since 50 years later because
mm-hmm.
the
mm-hmm.
work. We all know, and I like people to recognize John 3:17. Everybody
uh-huh.
3:16.
Mm-hmm.
But
that's right.
We don't have to make a big deal out of this and that because John 17:3:17 lets you know Anybody who don't have Christ is damned. They're
right.
already damned.
That's right.
They're
That's
already
right.
judged. They're already
mm-hmm.
on their way to the lake. They
yeah.
got. We was on our
That's
way.
Right.
We was on
mm-hmm.
our way. Of course, the Word of God teaches us that we was chosen. Ephesians chapter
mm-hmm.
1, chapter
mm-hmm.
2, verse 2, 3, 4, the whole chapter, Ephesians,
yeah.
the
uh-huh.
whole book, and Colossians,
yeah.
tells
uh-huh.
us that we was chosen before the foundation of the world. I didn't
mm-hmm.
get
right.
Yes, I walked around in sin for many years before I was quickened. Ephesians
mm-hmm,
chapter 2,
mm-hmm.
verse 1. And
okay.
and people don't understand what quickened means. Made alive.
Mm-hmm.
I was
yeah,
made
yeah.
alive. All that
mm-hmm.
other time, I was dead in my
dead.
Sins and trespasses, separated
mm-hmm.
from God. That's what
mm-hmm.
Ephesians chapter 2, 1 and 2 and 3 is saying. It's letting people
mm-hmm.
know you were
yeah.
dead. Dead in your sins
uh-huh.
and trespasses. And you did
gotcha.
What sinners are supposed to do. You lived
uh-huh.
a natural life of pleasing your flesh and walking
mm-hmm.
in your own will and fixing
mm-hmm.
and greeting your own desires. But
yeah.
now, the Word of God.
But
I want.
Hallelujah.
I would love for everybody in the Word of God who really loves God to go in the Word of God and ask and study how many times it say, but now.
Mm-hmm.
But now. That is a great
That's
study.
Right.
It will blow
yeah.
your mind, especially
mm-hmm.
for all of them people who out there say, oh, I believe in the whole Bible. I believe in the whole Bible. And ain't nobody going to change my mind. The old just as well as the new. Well, ain't nobody asking you not to believe in it. But
yeah,
Jesus
yeah.
wouldn't have had Old Testament and New Testament if it didn't have
mm-hmm.
a if it didn't have a meaning. And that's why
that's
Ephesians
right.
chapter 1 makes it very, I mean, Hebrews chapter 1. Say,
mm-hmm.
at times past, he required all of those things. Sacrifice
mm-hmm.
and a perfect lamb to be brought before God, and confession once a year with the lamb
mm-hmm.
being slaughtered, and
mm-hmm.
not a blemish on him. He
That's
had to
right.
be perfect. But now. Oh, and these are just a couple of scriptures I'm giving.
Mm-hmm.
It's gonna blow your mind in just
mm-hmm.
in the New Testament of. But now,
mm-hmm.
but now, and it's very important. These but nows is very important.
Mm-hmm.
And I've heard so many people, and that's why Revelation makes it very plain. You have not denied my name. It's
mm-hmm.
nowhere in the Word of God it's going to say, but Ruth, you did. You lifted up your name, and that was required of you to do. No.
That's right.
That ain't required. That ain't going to be required. We are, y'all, the body
mm-hmm.
of Christ. And
That's
get
right.
that straight.
That's right.
The body
mm-hmm.
of Christ is the most
That's right.
super important. And it goes
mm-hmm.
on, Jesus, in Corinthians, and gets so straight and tell you, the eye cannot say to you, hey, toe, you down there. I'm up here,
okay.
and I'm much better than you.
All right.
Hey, little old toe, I'm up here
okay.
with, I'm up here, and I'm running with the big boys. I got more.
All right.
I had an apostle, quote-unquote apostle tell me, first! Apostles, first. I said, okay,
mm-hmm.
first apostles.
Mm-hmm.
So let me ask you, what does an apostle have to do that the rest of us don't have to do?
Okay.
You got to love everybody first.
Mm.
You can't hate nobody.
Mm.
Number two, you got to preach the gospel of Christ wherever you go all over the world. This was the command from Jesus in Matthew 28. Go ye therefore into all the world and preach the gospel. Okay?
Yes.
So you're an apostle. You're a minister. You're an ambassador. All of them mean the same thing, just about, you know. And they have a little different office, and we all have a different measure of the Holy Spirit. We know these are true. Those are true things. But none of us have anything that we didn't receive.
That's right.
That's in 1 Corinthians chapter 4, y'all.
Okay.
Study that. That will blow your mind. For any of us that like to brag and boast of who we is and how much anointing or how this or how that, I don't have nothing that I didn't receive from God. I can't brag or boast on it. I can't even brag or boast on my salvation. I received salvation because I was lost on my way to hell. Dead in my sins and trespasses, and I received the drawing of the Holy Ghost. The Bible says no man can come to God except the Spirit draw him. And true God, and you know, I got a friend who don't understand what eternity salvation means. So therefore, they are always talking about repenting. And let me read y'all Hebrews. It says, let us go on now unto perfection, forgetting, repenting from dead works. You know, this is scripture because repentance is it means the word itself means to turn.
Right.
So a lot of us have taken it and made it a lot of other different things. Like if once I repent, that means. But what God has said about repentance is that he will move your sin as far as the east is the west, and he will throw them in the sea of forgetfulness. So you go to God and say, Lord, I'm so sorry about the sins I committed yesterday. And he's asking, what you talking about? What you talking about? Because when he hung, when Jesus hung on that cross, and he asked the Father, why have thou forsaken me? Remember that word. This was because God himself could not look upon his own self. Hanging on that cross, full of yours and my sins, and the whole world, not just the saints. See, God, that's the mystery. Christ didn't just die because he knew he was going to choose me, and the Bible says chosen, called, and predestinated and elected. You know, I wasn't. He didn't just say I'm going to just go to the cross for Ruth and. Dr. McClinton and Dr. Hunter and the other 20 zillion people he saved. He died for all of them that will never accept him. That's the catch. Most Christians don't even understand that. He died for, the Bible say in Romans, while we were yet in our sins, Christ died for the ungodly. The ungodly.
Right.
So now we got people with the religion trying to be so religious. Oh, I don't smoke. I don't drink. I don't cuss. I don't commit adultery. I don't do all that. Well, does that make me any more righteous?
Yes.
No.
Then
what makes us righteous is the B-L-O-O-D. B-L-O-O-D.
Yes,
B-L-O-O-D, the blood of Jesus. We are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus.
Jesus.
The Bible says in Titus chapter 3 and verse 5, not by works of righteousness.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Any man should boast. Mm-hmm. God, I'm telling you, I love y'all because the name of God is so important.
Yeah.
And we need to study them, get them memorized.
Yeah.
And if, paint them on your body. Paint the name of God on your body. Put them on your doorpost. Put them on your refrigerator.
Yep.
Put them on your door. Mm-hmm. You go in and out and put them on your bedpost. The names of God, that's where the power is.
Yeah, that's where the power is.
That's where the power is. And Jesus going to, and believe me, judgment's going to be held against those who have forgotten his names and denied his names. Read it.
Yeah.
Y'all need to read it. Don't believe me. I'm not giving you the verse and the scripture. I want you to search them scriptures tonight. That's what has provoked me to study a lot of times.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody will say something and I won't believe them. So I search the word. I got to find that. I don't believe that's in the word. I don't believe that. I don't believe it. And so it makes you study. It makes you search them scriptures, get in there and eat that word, and then God will give you revelations that jump off of the pages and blow your mind. And I'm telling you, the greatest revelation I just got in the last month or two was this one about Jesus hanging on the cross. Well, y'all remember when Lazarus died and Jesus wept.
Mm-hmm.
That's the shortest verse in the Bible, they say. Okay, Jesus didn't weep for Lazarus alone. He wept for himself also.
Mm-hmm.
For when he was going to be on that cross. See, Jesus was in the beginning. He was, the Bible says, Colossians chapter 1, everybody, don't believe me, read it. All things were created by Christ Jesus. And everything that was not created was not created. Anything that he didn't create, it wasn't created. So Jesus was in the beginning, and that's in Rome, that's in St. John chapters 1 also, as well as in Genesis chapter 1. But it doesn't say Jesus in Genesis. But then St. John chapter 1 tells you he came from the bosom. Y'all don't see my face as we're talking right now. All y'all hear is my voice. And my voice is coming from my bosom, in my body. Okay? That's what Jesus is to God. And when God said, that's what Jesus performed. Jesus performed.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's
what, and you got to get that, y'all. That is so important to understand that Jesus is God.
Yes.
And that, the scripture said over and over again, but we take it very lightly. We take it very lightly. Oh, yes, and to say that he was just a man, he was all man and he was all God. Now,
that's
why he was born of the Holy Spirit.
Uh-huh,
the Holy Spirit impregnated Mary.
That's right. That's
and anybody who know anything about birth, which I just learned this part, and I got two children in their 50s, but guess what, y'all? The mother's blood don't go into the baby. Did y'all hop? I know there's smarter people out there that knew that. I learned it in a few years back, and I didn't really believe it. The mother's blood, the baby doesn't receive any blood from the mother. It's in her womb, in her body, but the blood comes from the father. That's some powerful stuff. I love y'all.
Powerful.
I just wanted to provoke y'all to think, because it is so important to hunger. The Bible said, blessed is he that hunger and thirst.
Yes.
Hunger and thirst after righteousness, not after foolishness and lies and deception.
Right.
And this is one other little nugget I want to share with y'all before I go. The other nugget is, Jesus said, if it were possible, they would be able to deceive the very elite. And the word of God teaches us that these are subtle spirits, seducing spirits. Do y'all understand what seduce means? Well, you know, we've all experienced seduction, and but Satan through the years have kind of dressed it up to make you think, oh, that I'm not being seduced, you know. Because they can seduce you with some good truths, some truths that they'll say things about Jesus, and they'll read the word. But the Bible teaches us that in Galatians chapter 5, these are the fruits of the Spirit: love, joy, peace, meekness, temperance.
Yeah.
Y'all know what temperance is? Long suffering. Do y'all realize that these fruits are the character of God Himself? Did y'all realize that? It ain't just, and God, the Holy Spirit is God. Don't get me wrong. The Holy Spirit is God. God doesn't give us anything that He doesn't have. The temperance and long suffering is a fruit of the Spirit. And look at who else has exemplified that long suffering. God Himself. Look how long He been suffering with our with my foolishness. You know? With our foolishness. Because He has He has all we need, but we will just still believe, I got a better way. The devil, we've been seduced. So trust in the name of God. Oh, y'all, study it. Study it. From Genesis to Revelation, study what the names of God, not only what they mean, but how God is so serious about it. And do y'all know? And I got to go this time. It said He has exalted His name above His word. Did y'all find? I can't tell you exactly this minute where that scripture is. And I might have it back. But however, they both in the same sentence, the name and the word. Love y'all.
Love you too. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank God for you.
That is truly a blessing. That is truly a blessing. I love it because you know what? It just, like you said, it makes you want to. And sometimes it's not that you don't believe, but when that word come out so strong and so powerful, it makes you want to go search it out some more. I want some more of this.
I want some more.
So it you know, it encourages you to go and search it out. Okay. Come on.
Anybody else have any questions or comments?
Hello?
Anybody else have any questions or statements? Let them listen.
We still here. We're waiting on somebody else.
Okay. You can hear me now, right?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay.
Yes, that is so awesome. I thank God for that revelation. That's just empowering and encouraging to want to just go forth and do more.
Amen.
Search out the scriptures. I mean, you know, it's a blessing. It's truly a blessing to us, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And, that information, it just makes you want to go search it out some more. Just see what, you know, see what else the word has to say. You know.
Yes. It is so good. The word is so good.
Yes, it is. It is. It really is good. And I really thank God that He allow us to come together and share the word. And like you say, You've caught on this. And you know, or when you start dealing with me, with the word, with his names, I'm like, wow, powerful.
Mm-hmm.
Truly powerful.
What were you saying, Dr. Hunter? Was he trying to say something?
Oh, I didn't hear. Aircoin.
And then there was.
Oh, and Sister Dr. McClendon, also the names of God in the red book, too. Do you have the red book?
I think I do have one.
Yeah, because we done gave them all away. And but you know you can pull it up, the red prayer book up on your phone. You can Google it, and you'll get the whole book on your phone. And you know the prayer book, I gave away boxes of them, but I only got, if I got two, I'm doing good. I know I got one, but anyway, the names of God is in the red prayer book, and then Google is a great, also, Google will, you can pull up all the names of God in there, and it explains. Google is just fantastic, I'm telling you. That is truly a gift from God. Yeah, I'm trying to find what page the names of God in here. Mm-hmm. Cause we only got two more minutes, three or six more minutes. Mm-hmm.
I'll extend the time.
Oh, well, say something, Doctor. Oh, it's echoing.
Yeah, we can't hear you, Dr. Hunter, because it's echoing.
Mm-hmm.
We can't hear the others either.
Yeah.
So,
I can hear you good, Dr. McClendon. Thank God.
Yeah, I can hear. Yeah, I can hear you good too, but I can't hear anybody else.
Me either.
Yeah,
I can't hear
it's echoing.
Else.
Yeah, so, I just thank God for Jesus. I thank him that we were able to come together tonight and bless his holy name. We can't hear anybody else anyway. I'm just so grateful. I'm grateful, you know, and that we came together and shared this, especially in this new year, you know, and
yeah.
I really appreciate you coming on and giving me that information, because now I'm going to search it out, you know, because it's so important that we search out the treasure, you know, search out the names of God and what it means. And when you start telling me that and dealing with me with that, I'm like, okay, let me search this out.
I know
you did. Because you know what, when you want a healing, you want to call up on Jehovah Rapha, you know, you know, you want to call that name. Because now you're so serious, you're so sincere, now you calling him Jehovah Jireh. I need you to provide for me. We're calling him by his name. And so, which is so meaningful when somebody, you know, because that's a relationship when somebody calls you by your name. And so I said, oh, my God. I said, okay, Lord, so I'm going to seek this out some more, and I'm going to share it. I'm just sharing a tidbit of what what I have, but it's so much deeper and it's so much more. You know, you start searching out the scriptures and it tells you, you know, how this name came, how Jesus revealed his name, I should say, to others in the Bible. Man, that is powerful. Because when I start reading it in Exodus, I'm like, oh, and this, you know, I'm like, man, if people get this, you know, and so that's why I wanted to share it about God's name, learning his name, and how
Amen.
He revealed it to certain ones. Yes. And I'm like, man, that's powerful. You know, mm-hmm. and that's how much he loves us. You know, when he starts revealing his name to you, oh, Jesus, that's like a marriage itself, you know, a bond between
yes.
you. You know, when he starts revealing himself to you, it, you know, that mystery, that God that you didn't know, and he starts revealing, man, I'm telling you, it's powerful. It is powerful because, you know what, God is getting us ready, and I thank God because God began to share with me. He said, you have a language, and then he brought me to this.
Okay.
And he brought me to this, and he began, because, you know, in this county and all around, things have been, this is what he shared with me. He's just been a spirit hovering over this county for years. I said, what? He said, a spirit. And then he told me, he said, now it's time to come against that and pray against it. I do the work, you speak it. And then he gave me this, meaning, it has come to an end. I said, good God Almighty. Okay, Lord. So as I be, oh, man, I'm telling you, it's just been so powerful. And not only that, he strengthens you and gives you even more courage. And then because we're going to come into, God has allowed me, and I came across this demonic spirit. I mean, I'm telling you, demonic. And
yes.
This spirit told me, I don't believe in Jesus Christ and this and that and they cheat. And I'm like, what in the world? So I said, wait a minute. I told God, I said, look here, I'm not going to even fool with this. God said, yeah, you're going to fool with it. He said, because you know what? Through that thing right there, I'm going to make you strong. Huh? Okay. He said, I'm going to make you stronger. He said, then I'm going to deal with that thing right there. He said, but all I want you to do, I want you to stand up on my word and don't you back down.
Yes,
amen.
I agree.
And that's what I did. So I told this thing, I said, listen, let me tell you something. I respect you, and you're going to have to respect me and who I am, because I believe in the Lord Jesus Christ.
Uh-huh.
I said, if you can do that, I can talk to you. If you can't, then we have you go on your way. So God told me, he said, this demon came out strong. Just I said to myself, wait a minute. So when I had to come out strong, God told me, he said, you stand. I mean, you stand. God, I'm telling you, I was like David with a rock in my hand. He said, you be strong. He said, you be strong. You stand strong. He said, and don't deny. I said, I'm not. And so I'm telling you, he brought a strength in me that I didn't know was there, because greater is he that is in us.
Amen.
Jesus, that
Amen.
He that's in the world. We are in this world, but the God in us is so strong, man, he can take out a nation, and he don't need no help.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
I said, oh, my God. You know, and then this is another thing, because I met this gentleman in the store. Little did I know I was going to come across it. But he said, he told me, he said, yes, you know what? He said, I told my wife I wanted to move back home to my town. He said, when I went and visited, he said, my family just so out of order. I don't want to fool with him. I said, no, I ain't moving. And I said, then the Holy Ghost said, yeah, tell him, yeah, you going back there and you going to deal with him. Because when I brought you out, I brought you out to go back and bring them out and to help them. Let them know who I am through you. Because they know how you used to be. So now that they know how you used to be and I have humbled you, they going to let your light shine so they can see that I am God. I said, good God Almighty. Not knowing that I was going to come up against one of these things. It's powerful. It's powerful. But we got to stand. We can't let anybody detour us. We got to stand for what we believe in. And that's it. That's it. Stand on this word. Yeah.
Oh, we
and
got
so I told the guy, I said, yeah, I said, so we so used to saying, oh, Lord, I ain't dealing with them. I ain't dealing with them. You blessed me, and I'm not even touching them. Jesus went in places where the demons were. But the only way you can go in there is if he's leading you. Don't go in there on your own. You might be running out without your clothes. So Let him lead and guide you. That's what you have to do, because when he leads and guides you by the Holy Spirit, you going the greater is he that is in you, the greater I am. Ooh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Most High God going to be with you, and you going to be able to stand against anything that comes against you, because it's not going to be you. It's going to be him that is in you working this thing and doing it. We give ourselves no credit, but we say the greater is he that is in us. Amen? So we want to lift up his name, and that's why he's saying learn his name, because he wants us to lift up his name more than we lift up anybody else's name or our own name. He want to be first in our lives. He want to be first. And then he wants us to tell other people. So that's why he's coming with the names tonight. And when you said what you said, all these apostles, God don't mind you having them. But he said, don't you honor them. He said, because I won't share my glory with nobody. So don't lift yourself up. Don't you lift yourself up. That's what he's saying. Don't lift. Yes, I gave Paul that name. I give some others that name even now. He said, but don't you lift yourself up. You don't need to go tell nobody who you are. He said, because they're going to know you by your spirit. Okay?
Thank you. And that's the greatest
they gonna
knowledge.
They're going to know you by your spirit.
That's the greatest intro.
Amen.
Oh, God, yes.
Amen.
Yes.
They're going to know. And so anyway, what I went to, these people had invited me to, they had all these churches come together. So. On the last night, I had prayed, and I said, well, Lord, if you want me to go, I said, I'll go. So he allowed me to go. So when I got there, some people that know me, they came up and they started talking to me. They said, you're a minister, ain't you? I said to myself, you can't hear. So they said, we got minister shirts. Go back there and get you one and put it on. The Holy Ghost said, don't you put one of them on. So they going to see you by your spirit, not by that shirt. Okay, so we got to know who we are.
Hey,
we got to know that God called us. So we don't have to
in
and announce that I'm a prophetess, I'm a prophet, I'm a this, I'm a that. Because when you open your mouth, greater is he going to come out so strong, they're going to say something about him. It's something about him. Okay,
yes,
they
ma'am.
May not know the name, but they're going to say something about him or her. Amen? And don't look for everybody to know who you are. Because we are now, you see, when God announced to you who you were, when he started giving us revelation, it wasn't for everybody to know, because we didn't know who we were, because if we knew who we were, we wouldn't have did all the things we did before we got to this point right here. So after God revealed to us and brought us out, he said, now I can tell you who you are. Now I can allow you to go forth. Now I can reveal more revelation to you. Now is the time. But now, okay? But now. That's the but now. Now that you have agreed with me. But now you have come. Now, okay?
Holy Ghost,
so that's the but now. Hallelujah. So this is the reason why. So I give God all the glory. So it's not about us. So
let's not about that wisdom,
knowledge, and understanding that he placed in us. And guess what? Everybody don't have it. Everybody don't have it. I'm just going to tell you, everybody don't have it. But this is the thing. You can seek it out. You can seek it out. And just what he wants you to have, he's going to give you. Okay? Because everybody have a measure. So it's what you do with that measure that he's already given you. Okay? So that's why I thank God, give God the glory. So we glorify him. Glorify him. Glorify his name. And thank him for what he's done and what he's about to do. Because great is he. Ooh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So, yeah.
Hallelujah.
That's it. So I thank God, because he never leaves us nor forsake us. He know our hearts. He placed everything in us, that our limbs, as you were saying, every limb, the toe can't say to the eyes, hey, look at here, you know, you down now, I'm up here, I'm up. No.
that was God that gave me that example. it's so sad, but it breaks your heart, because see, people don't understand. The word, like you keep saying, and I hope they all the world that's hearing us say understand. Greater is he.
Yes.
That is in us than he that's in the world. And that ain't no joke. That's a living factual, absolute truth.
Yes.
And even though
yes.
we look weak and we're nothing in our own strength, I am
right.
nothing. I'm not going to try and exalt myself to make you think I'm something. I'm only a vessel that God uses. And I'm going to tell y'all, the greatest high, I don't know how many of y'all used to be ex-drug addicts and addicted to all kinds of stuff. I'm not an ex-drug addict. But I can tell you I get high. I get high when that anointing goes. The stuff I said to y'all tonight, I wasn't saying it. The Holy Ghost was saying it through me.
Amen.
And that is
Amen.
A high. Man, you
yes.
can get addicted to that high, boy, that high.
Yes.
So, and that's why studying. And the Bible teaches us, study to show yourselves approved unto God. And when it, because it'll come out and you'll be learning as you saying it. You
Amen.
Won't even, I didn't even know that. I wish I'm recording it.
Okay.
I'm telling you, that anointing is so, it's so delicious.
It's powerful. Yes. You know, and what I love, I love it so until I get up searching for it in the morning. Where are you?
And God purposely allows it to be dormant sometimes.
Because
he don't want us walking by feeling. He want us to walk by faith. And we can start, once you start feeling the anointing, you want it all the time. So then, just like when we first got saved and you got the taste of the love of God all in you. And then when he withdrew himself and I was crying out, "Where are you, Lord? Where are you at? I don't feel you no more.
Come on.
I think you done left me. Lord. I need you.
Yes.
Well, he was as close to me then when I couldn't feel him as he was when I could feel him. But it's just like a baby. When you had a baby and you fed that baby milk from your breast or from her bottle, his bottle, and when he wasn't getting that bottle, he knew how to make you get it, make you run around the house knowing that you need to get him some. Okay, well, that's the same way. We was truly babes. Once you first got born again, I was really a babe. And so then when God began to wean me from his presence, his presence, feeling, because he was still there. It's just that I didn't feel him. And I wanted him so much. I wanted him. Oh, yes.
That's
beautiful.
Yes. That is beautiful.
He is so awesome.
Yes. and you know what? As you're saying that was for you to keep longing for him. When we get in that position, we longing for him. We
for
like,
him.
Lord, where you at? Where are you? Lord, where are you? You know, we want you. So that was for us to say, oh, look at my daughter crying out for me. And then when he come and wrapped his arms around
let me tell y'all single women out there that say y'all lonely and all that stuff. I have had no other human being in my house. I have took my two arms and my two hands and crossed them in front of me and held them on my shoulder, and I have felt God squeeze them. I have felt God.
Lord,
I tell you,
ain't nothing better. And you know what? And I tell single women what God told me after my husband passed, and I said, "Well, Lord, it's your will." I said, I want to be married again. God, he said, "You ain't ready." I said, "Huh?" I said, "Wait a minute, Lord." He said, "See, women are searching for a husband." He said, "But wisdom trying to find the women." I said, he said, "Go get you some wisdom, and then wisdom will get what you want. But you got to search out wisdom first. What do you want?"
Wow.
So wisdom is the principal thing. Hallelujah.
Yes, it is.
So,
that's
so,
what it
so,
says. Get wisdom.
It's a principle
thing.
Get
wisdom.
So if
it's
you
say,
get some
get
wisdom,
wisdom,
then if you're a young woman, God will get you a husband because wisdom gonna find what you
mm-hmm.
need. He ain't gonna get you no. And see, he ain't gonna get you no anything. And that's what God said to me by the Holy Spirit. He said, "You see, because if I gave you a prince, what you gonna do with him? You're running away."
Amen.
Okay. And you can't go up in the palace talking about, hey, boo. Okay? So, that's why we have to get wisdom. And that's why we have to let the Holy Ghost who resides in us at God's willing to teach us, to lead us, to guide us, to show us the way. And that's why we search out the scriptures. Because we have a relationship with him, and we don't want to let him go, and we won't let him go.
He's too good.
So I share him at God's appointed time.
Yes. Amen. You said the perfect thing, at God's appointed time. And I'm telling you, and you know what, Sister McClendon, the people who are searching to be glorified, they don't even understand that if the glory of God was speaking through them, that is more important than for somebody to try and look upon me who ain't nothing but filthy. We all dirt.
Okay.
We all just dirt, and we all gonna die and go back to dirt. One way or the other, because I'm going to be cremated, I tell people, okay, so they throw you in the sea. How many years you think you're going to be a whole body in the sea? Not very many. So they put you in a coffin. You spend $20,000 to go in the ground. Okay?
Okay.
How many years you think you're going to be laying in that coffin? Okay?
Okay.
I'm being cremated because I'm going to be asking, because it ain't my body. The Bible say no flesh and blood shall enter the kingdom of God. None. Have y'all thought about what that scripture means? It has several meanings. But one of the major meanings is, hey, because I'm your cousin and your sister, that don't mean I'm coming to heaven with you. But that's one of the meanings it could be. But the major meaning is this body, this temple that I'm walking around here in now, this flesh and blood, it ain't going up to heaven, honey.
Oh, no, it's not going there. It's not
it
going
ain't
there.
Going
it's
to
not
heaven.
Going there. Uh-uh. It's not going there. When your body go, when our bodies go in the ground or whatever, the spirit is already gone wherever it's going. That's it, because that's what God has given us.
Yes,
his
ma'am.
When he blew into Adam, he put his spirit into it.
Ma'am.
His body is just going back to the dust. I mean, you know, and that's it. And people don't understand it. It's, that one now died, and their spirit gone. It's already
gone.
Flesh and blood is not going into heaven.
No,
not going.
Man.
It's your spirit going right back.
So, you know.
I tell you, God is so awesome. Dr. Lipton, are you there? Hello? God is God.
I heard somebody trying to say something.
No,
I
thought, was I still here? And I didn't hear what name you said.
Okay. I was asking if Dr. Lipton was on there. He said she was on the air. But
I'm here.
Hear you now. We hear you. Thank God we hear you good.
Yeah.
Yes. I'm just enjoying.
Praise God.
I'm just enjoying you all listening, and I hear the excitement, and I'm just encouraged. It's a new year. It's another year, another opportunity to live for the Lord, to do His will, and to do better than last year. Look back in retrospect and say, God, I know that I have not done everything that you told me to do, and this day, God, as always, I want to be committed to you to do your will and to say yes to you And I want to be make myself more available. You know, a lot of times we say, "Oh, I'm available," but we're really not available to the needs of others, to other believers and to other non-believers. You know, our presence is always about our presence. Our presence must be felt. We have to pray collectively and individually. There are so many things that are going on, God is not asleep, and he is concerned, but he wants us. You know, he uses ordinary people to do extraordinary things.
Amen.
We have to be prepared for this coming year and years to come. We have just got to be prayed up. We've got to come together in unity. You know, we can make great things happen. You know, important to understand the names, but it's also important to understand what the names mean and how they came to be. And it's good to search the scriptures and to find out how they came about and were used, and know that the same God, and he's able to do the same thing and do greater things than what he did. Not that it's something new, because there's nothing new under the sun, but it's the longevity that we're going to be doing the things that God will have us to do. And so we have to, we just have to be prepared. God wants a prepared person. And so that, and he wants his word hid in our hearts, so that when situations arrive, that we don't have to say, "Oh, hold on a minute. I know I've read that." it's a year that we need to really study more.
I agree.
Study more. That word hard, so that we can prepare the situation for God.
Hallelujah.
There are a lot of situations, and so many people, as always, are leaving here. That you think they know the Lord, but they don't know the Lord.
Amen.
They served in the church faithfully. But if you know anything of them, about them, they did everything under the sun. And I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is that you can't serve two masters. If you're go down as a perplexed situation that somebody stands to say something for you or about you, and that they're confused as to whether or not you really did love the Lord. Of course, of course. But he said that your fruit ought to be able to be seen of others.
Okay.
If I'm living in a way that does not represent Christ, I got to get myself together, because I have a question block for somebody. We don't want that. If I have anything to say today, it's like, you know, let's put that room up to ourselves and see where we are. And let's do what we need to do so that we can do what God will have us to do.
Amen.
Start off.
Amen.
Let's start off, you know, let's be all the speak, you know, for the Lord.
Amen. Thank you for that great truth. That was totally true.
Amen. Awesome.
And
because you know what?
One other thing, let's hold out. You know, Dr. Hunter, he's so faithful.
Yes, he is.
But some times, you know, he doesn't say it, but he gets discouraged. You know,
right.
Things don't go that he wants them to go. But, you know, we got to be like Aaron, and we got to hold him up. You know, God has given him a charge, and he is working diligently
mm-hmm.
to try to fill that charge. But he can't
Amen.
Do it
Amen.
He cannot do it alone. It takes all of us. It takes the village to keep this going, you know.
Mm-hmm. True.
That's right.
And wrap around him and help him, you know, help him. Because God has given him a vision. Without the vision, we'll pick up and be with him and for him. Let's be with him and for him.
Mm-hmm. Amen, sister.
Amen.
He's given us a platform that
mm-hmm.
and we can discuss issues and that we can talk about
That's
things.
So
and, you know, what you tell me, let me be like a little bunny and let me run. And, yeah, you know.
Amen.
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 That's
I
why.
Love it. I love you. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm. Amen, amen, amen. Praise God. That is so awesome. And so true. We do have to hold one another up. And
the thing
about it is we have to pray for one another. We have to hold one another up
and
help one another in whatever area you need help in. And you know, we have to be there, not just say
yes.
it. See, and that's what I was telling them the other night. Don't say, love, I love you, and you're not. Show it to me. You know,
yeah,
and people are saying things, and they don't. Look, it's time out. We got to be sincere. This thing is in spirit and in truth. We got to do
mm-hmm.
it.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, I just thank God for us coming together, you know, allowing us this opportunity, because it is truly a blessing for even the saints. The world is together. The saints
mm-hmm.
got to get it together. It's the saints. The saints got to get it together and come together and not lie to one another, not try to use one another, all this kind of stuff. You see, the world got it together. It's the saints. We got to get on one accord, doing the same thing, speaking the same thing, and helping one another, raising, you know, where there's no lack in the camp.
Right. Mm-hmm. I agree.
Where no lack is in our camp. We shouldn't have any of that. We should be coming together, you know. And so we can do that by the grace of God. Great is He.
Uh-huh.
We can do that by the grace
of God. We can.
Mm-hmm.
We
yeah. Mhm.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, there's no lack in the camp. Mhm.
Because
one thing about it, what God do for one, He'll do for another.
Oh yeah.
He'll do for another.
Oh, yes.
He's the great I am. He will do it.
He is
the
great I am. Yes, Lord.
Yes.
Mm.
And we need to call upon him. He wants us to, if he's our father, he wants us to come to him and ask him for whatever we need. He said he'll supply all our needs according to his riches and glory in Christ. He'll supply. That shouldn't be any lack in our camp. Shouldn't be any lack. And like I was telling somebody, I said, look, when you see these churches, they rising up, the pastor and the wife and some few of the members of relatives or whatever, they all need to be met. And you got members in your church and they need to not be met.
Oh,
they
yeah,
said,
I agree
that's the problem.
You.
I said,
yeah,
the Bible said the wealth of the wicked is stored up for the righteous. So why are
mm-hmm.
the people in the church robbing the members? Why are you robbing the members?
Amen.
Okay. Okay. So why are you robbing the members? You know, and your ministers barely paying their bills. I mean, your members are barely paying their bills and the light bills due and the house notes and stuff and the kids and
mm-hmm.
all that. But you're robbing them by telling them Malachi 3:8-10, and then the thing about it is they putting their money in there, and you living like you got all of this.
I agree. Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? We should be helping one another. If my car is a hoopty, we're going to help each other get a car so we look, your car won't
Amen.
Be a hoopty and mine won't either. You know what
mm-hmm.
I'm saying? So this is the way this thing's supposed to work. It ain't supposed to work while you driving a Mercedes Benz and I'm over here driving, can't get to work.
I agree.
But you're taking my money in the church because you're using Malachi 3:8-10. You're using it to benefit off your members. It's got to stop.
Amen? God gave us wisdom. And first of all, so when you study to know the word of God, God, the Holy Ghost himself will tell you that you don't supposed to go by Malachi anyway. So when you let a man stand up and deceive you, telling you what that Malachi chapter 3 verse 1 tell you it's to the Jews. It was never to the Gentiles.
And God himself taught me that 40 years ago. I didn't even, I just couldn't not buy these people's lies. I don't support no ministry that don't feed the people and don't do other things for people. I don't just send people no money or give nobody no money just because they say they have God. Like you say, these churches are big enough now where they could. There was a church in Louisiana or Mississippi, one of them, two or three, about 10, 15 years ago. He used to come on TV. I can't even remember who it was. But every month, they picked a saint and paid off all their bills that belonged to that church. Sure did. I thought that was fantastic. I sure said that. And I think that's the way it should be. You know?
I think that's
the way it should be.
Yeah, that's the way it should be. You see,
then when like say for instance, you the member this month and we give you the money to pay off all your bills and to get your car and all that. You know?
Yeah.
For 6 months, you know, it all depends on how big our congregation is or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
However, then after that, then the next one. And then you contribute to that. You know, that's why this was a black church, too, that was doing this.
Wow,
it was either
really?
In Louisiana or Mississippi. And I said, oh, my God, that is a bridge.
Wow.
That is brilliant.
Yeah,
that was
brilliant. Because you know what the thing about it is, like I tell people now, I'm going to tell you something. Because a lot of times people prey on the poor because they don't know. So what happens? I tell people this. I said, listen, you pray and let the Holy Spirit lead you.
Right.
Let the Holy Spirit, because he won't lead you wrong to where to give and what to give. One lady. This is what one lady did.
What she did?
She got a lump sum of money and she said, first thing I'm gonna do, I'm going to the church, and that's what she did. She went to the church, but then I said, look here. Okay, I said, now that you did all that, and you're not doing it to receive anything back or whatever.
She gave the church.
I said, now you got children right over there that need help. Do you think the church going to help them?
Uh-uh.
I said, let me tell you something. I said, you pray before you take any money anywhere.
You.
I don't care what nobody tell you. Pray and ask God where he wants you to deposit. I said,
Amen.
You got children that need some help.
Wait a minute, Sister McClellan. She had you who was ministering, she would call. I got friends that call me through the year.
Hmm.
Then when they get money, they have
they
not kept giving me any. But I've ministered to them just as much as, and you have to, we have ministered to them just as much as the radio and the TV and all everybody else. But do you think they remember us? Like you say, that woman said she was going straight to the church, to the building.
Yeah.
She don't understand. Mm-hmm. We are the body of Christ. We
come
are
on.
The church.
Come on here. Mm-hmm.
But I know you told her right, but I guarantee you she didn't hear you.
No. Let me tell you what. This is what, because a lady called me. She would call me all the time when she got in need and things was happening.
Uh-huh.
I mean, just woke me just down to the ground.
Had them do it to me, too.
But you know what? I went ahead and labored with her because that's my job. You know,
uh-huh.
God gave me this. So I labored with her by the Holy Ghost because he enabled me and gave me the strength. And then what she did was when she got her money, she ran the other way, and then she told me about it. And I said, okay, that's good. I said, if that's what you want to do, you know, I said, whatever the Lord tell you to do, you do that. So then when she got in need again, was in dire need, she called me and I labored with her. She said, you know what? She said, I'm going to have to give you something, but I hadn't heard from her. So anyway, so when I didn't hear from her, this is what the Lord spoke to me and told me by the Holy Spirit. He said, they only call me when they need me.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because let me tell you something. Like I tell people, I say, it is not me speaking to you.
I'm the vessel.
You know, and they don't get it. And they think that, now I learned to pray. I don't care what man say.
Mm-mm.
I don't care what they tell you and how to tell you to sin.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? What I do is I talk to God about it. I say, okay, Lord, this is your money.
Me too.
And I want to know what you know, that's what I do now. Because, it's just, you know, people have been so deceptive. And how can you live in a big, nice mansion and everybody else living in a tent and you sort of got your hand out?
I said, no.
But I just thank God. We got 2 minutes left. I praise God for that.
Okay.
That we have had such an awesome time.
We
just give God all the glory, honor, and praise in this year. And we're going to keep honoring him and praising him in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
So until next time, y'all, God bless y'all. I love y'all in the Lord. And we're going to stay praying in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
And
thank you,
God bless
you, everybody. God bless you. Love you.
God bless you all, too. Okay.